guys, I'm Valerie.
And I'm Jasmine, and this is Crafts, Drafts, and Crime.
Thank you so much for coming back for our third episode. We just wanted to give a shout out real quick to Constance and her bestie Cheyenne. We are talking about our first episode, which was on Logan Tucker, and they actually informed us that in the state of Oklahoma, you can divorce in as quick as 10 days, but you can't remarry for 6 months. Otherwise, it's considered a crime of adultery. That is nuts. I cannot believe you can divorce in 10 days. Go Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's wild. When she told me that, I was kind of like, what?
Okay. I know.
Yeah, so as little as 10 days, like, I think, like, Kim Kardashian was married for, like, 3 days. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
something pretty close to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just wanted to shout out to them real quick. We appreciate that. If y'all ever know something that we're talking about in the episode, by all means, let us know so we can go ahead and tell everybody.
Oh, yeah. And just to add, like, we're just talking about it, how she knew, like, I guess she did, like, her report back in the day on the lady from McDonald's and the case she had against them, which I just thought that was, like, a huge coincidence. It was just hilarious that she knew so much about it.
It was a good day for Constance to be listening.
right. And I was like, so you seen the pictures? And she's like, absolutely. And
oh,
I was,
yeah.
Like, yeah, no. She was like, they are disgusting. I said, yeah, they are. They could at least put some underwear on her when they were taking those pictures.
Fortunately, I wasn't exposed to all of those pictures, but in the documentary, it's not in there. But anyways, so today we are going to talk about a case that is really personal for me, actually, because it's from my hometown. So we are going to be talking about Lisa Stebbick. Anybody who is from where I grew up, you're going to know exactly who I'm talking about. I'm going to read you my sources first. I have Crimola, Charlie Project, Chicago Tribune, Fox 32 Chicago, and A Candy Rose. Have you ever heard of this case, Jasmine?
I have not, so,
I actually found out that my parents don't really remember it. I had asked them about it, and there was a couple of big cases all within a couple months of each other in my town, and this one kind of is the one that slipped through the cracks for them, and I think that might be the case for a lot of people. So even people who would remember her name, who are from my town, might not remember any of these details, so I'm actually really excited to talk about it because I think it's a really big deal. Are you ready?
That's pretty cool and kind of sketchy how it just slipped through the cracks like that.
Yeah, so. And I mean, I might not be doing it enough justice. I mean, it got some attention, but there was a case that happened that had similar circumstances just a few months later that got, like, national attention. Mm-hmm. And this one didn't quite do the same, which I never understood why. But in my town, it felt the same because the flyers were for both of them and all those things. Are you ready? Okay, so Lisa Stebbick was actually born Lisa Ruttenberg, and she was an educated and well-liked woman. In 1993, she and this man, Craig, eloped in Jamaica, which, how fun does that sound?
That would be awesome, like a destination wedding.
Yeah, but just like, just y'all.
Had a destination wedding,
mm-hmm,
at like Disney, and it was pretty cool. But yeah, just like the two of you guys, like just by yourselves, it's gotta be great.
It sounds really fun. That sounds like something I would totally do.
Right, just run away and just elope and then
exactly
have your honeymoon all in one.
You can actually do it in Colorado now and be like your own witness. Is that what that's called? Like it can just be the two of you.
What?
I know. Cool. I read it on Facebook, so maybe it's not true, but I read it on Facebook not that long ago and I was like, that
what
is neat.
All things posted on Facebook are real.
They probably are, so we can bet that that's probably true. But anyways, so they got married. She became Lisa Stebbick in 1993. So they ended up having two kids, Alexis and Zachary. they moved from Waukegan. Actually, I thought about sending that name to you and seeing if you could pronounce it. That's one of those names that's always in those like funny, like you can't pronounce this if you're not from the Midwest things. But they moved from Waukegan to Plainfield in the year 2000. And they did that for Craig's job. He was a pipe fitter. So his job's kind of moved around a little bit and he'd have certain periods of time off of work. But so that's where they ended up, Plainfield, which is the town that I spent most of my childhood in. And for anybody who doesn't know where I'm from based on my voice or ever talking to me, it's a southwest suburb of Chicago. So we're about 40 minutes outside Chicago in Plainfield. Lisa worked as a cafeteria worker at a local high school. So a few years after they moved, they ended up in an upside down mortgage, which is really bad news. But early in the 2000s, I don't know if you remember that, the housing crisis started to change a little bit.
Yeah, I do remember something like that.
Yeah, I know, we were young. Yeah. Well, they ended up refinancing and they owed more than the house was worth. So obviously that's not a great time for anybody. And it led to some stressors in their marriage. And for a short period of time, Lisa actually took a second job working nights as a custodian. So her cafeteria job only paid about $10,000 a year, which, what's the poverty level considered now?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I thought it was less than like $12,000 or $15,000, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, $10,000 a year? That is it shit.
I know. And this, I mean, this is early 2000s, so it's still not shit. I know.
No.
Aww. Craig made decent money, though. Being a pipe fitter, he made what I found was roughly about $80,000 a year.
Okay.
So
okay.
When you put those two together, you're doing all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're living a middle class life?
Exactly. And Plainfield is a middle class town, so it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Well, finances weren't the only tension that they had. Police had actually been called in the past about a non-physical dispute at their home.
Between
Lisa and Craig.
Okay.
So like a verbal argument that the police got called.
Gotcha.
Was it weird the way that I phrased that?
No, I just like for some reason had a brain fart and I was like, what?
Craig also, okay, so, yeah.
So the police were called for a spat. So like who called the police?
I don't know.
There was like so loud that neighbors called
and no, it was one of them. And there had been multiple times that the police had been called over for things like this. One of the times, like, Craig called on Lisa because she came home one night and she was like obliterated and he was really irritated, so he called the police and he locked her out. Like, things like that would happen.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool of him, I guess. Like,
it was a pretty topsy-turvy relationship.
For it to get worse.
Yeah. I don't love it. But so Craig also, early on in their marriage, was arrested and charged for unlawful use of a weapon, which is considered a felony. So he was a felon.
Wow.
But here's the thing about that. I just wanted to defend that real quick because he alleged to hunt quite a bit, which... There are areas near where I lived that you could hunt, so I guess that's a thing. He would say that they would go and hunt, like, rabbits and hunt deer. Like, those are really your only options up there. Okay. I don't know if people hunt different things out here. Maybe that's a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, just some deer, maybe some turkeys. I
don't know. Okay, so those are normal things.
I've never been hunting personally.
Me neither.
I'm not an outdoorsy type of person. So yeah, I'm gonna assume just the usual, like the deers and maybe some rabbits and turkeys.
Okay.
Some hogs or something.
Well, he also had some misdemeanor charges for weapons and for driving with a suspended license. So there were a couple, you know, a couple different things like that going on in the house as well. So on January 16th of 2007, after being married almost 14 years, okay? Craig actually filed for divorce. Ooh. So, yep. The couple cited that they had irreconcilable differences. I was really nervous about saying that word, but it actually came out right.
You did.
I just shouldn't have told you. I know. and they had an intent to have joint custody of the kids. And the kids at this point in time are 10 and 12 in 2007. So they decided they're going to live together until the divorce is finalized for the kids, which I just in general don't believe in staying together for the kids for any period of time. They know that you're not happy. They know that you're divorcing. But I'm sure that for some reason, maybe financially even, it was better suited for them to do this.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine just staying with someone just because of my kids. And like, them seeing you argue all the time or hearing you, like, it's more traumatizing for you to be in that situation instead of just separating. And like you said, maybe they did it for financial reasons, but I'm sure it probably wasn't the greatest time for those kids while they were going through this.
I cannot imagine, but it happened regardless. So this is starting in January. And I mean, who knows how long they were having issues before that. That's just when they decided to officially file for divorce. So a typical day for Lisa, she was one of those people who's kind of like in a routine, not like, I'm not saying she was like OCD about it, but she had a pretty typical routine. So it went something like this. She would go to work in the morning and she left work between like 2 and 2:30 in the afternoon. She would stop at Jimmy John's for a turkey Tom sandwich most days. I guess that was her thing. She would then run any errands that she had to do before she picked up Zachary from the elementary school. She would stay home with the kids until Craig got home from work, and then she would go to the gym from about 6 to 8:30 most nights, which, good for her.
Right, 6 to 8:30?
Yeah, she was
a long time to be
in the gym. I know. She was apparently incredibly active. She also frequently went for neighborhood jogs, and she had recently posted on an exercise forum looking for female friends to exercise with. So, yeah, incredibly active. And she would come home about 10 o'clock every night.
I want to be like her when I grow up. It's time to work out. Yeah.
I know, especially on top of everything else. Good for her.
I barely remember to eat some days. So, yeah, I don't know that's going to happen anytime soon.
I know. She was very put together. And nice. And on that mean, she was also very predictable, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So on April 30th of 2007, which is the day of Lisa's disappearance, everything started out pretty normal. She went to work, she stopped at Jimmy John's and got her turkey Tom, and she stayed home with the kids until Craig got home. He got home at about 5:40 that day.
Okay.
So Craig gave the kids some money to go ride their bikes off to, I think it was a Walgreens to buy some candy. And then he went out back to do some yard work. Nothing weird, right?
Right.
So when he came back inside, Lisa was gone. And that's not weird because she normally goes to the gym around 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So her keys, her purse, and her phone are gone. But her car was still there. But she went to work out with her friends all the time. So he's like, oh, maybe somebody came and picked her up, right? So the two didn't really talk more than necessary also. So it doesn't seem weird to me at all that she wouldn't have told them where she's going.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
And the kids eventually come back from Walgreens, and they all took a trip to Target, because I guess they had a birthday party coming up, and they went to go buy a birthday present. Well, Lisa never returned. She didn't come back before they went to bed that night. What's your thought about that?
I don't know. So, like, my first thing is, so he's in a garden or whatever, be in the yard around 5:40. 6 o'clock, isn't that a little too late to be messing around in the yard? I don't know.
I guess I hadn't really thought about that. So it's late April, it's the last day of April in Chicago.
Yeah,
it's not dark yet.
Okay.
So, and if he just got off of work and he's like, oh, you know, like, I don't know exactly what he was doing. Maybe he was like, oh, I have some tomatoes I can go pick.
Okay.
Maybe that's not weird.
It's kind of convenient how he sent the kids to go to the store, and then, like, he just so happens to be working in their yard or whatever, and then she goes missing.
I agree. I agree, but I also am placing him as the person who did something to her in the scenario. If you think about it separately, does it seem weird to you? He sent the kids out to buy candy. Not that weird. They went for a bike ride. They're back in 30 minutes, right?
Right.
And he's in the backyard doing whatever for a little while and they don't interact. Like, nothing about that in and of itself is weird.
No. Yeah, all of that is fine. The other thing, like you said, she was, like, her routine was predictable. She pretty much stuck to that routine. Anybody who just showed even a little bit of interest in her could have just, like, followed her for a couple of days and realized, hey, she does X, Y, and Z at this time. So at this point, I know she's all by herself and at her most vulnerable. I can just go and attack her at that point.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's actually something that I used to think about, because I think that's a very practical thing. It's very easy to point a finger at somebody, but really, she got the same sandwich every time she went to Jimmy John's.
Right.
Like, she'd be pretty easy to stalk.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I think that's what happened. I'm just saying it makes sense as a narrative.
Yeah, it definitely does. And also, the other thing, how you said she had posted on, like, the forum about looking for other girls or women to be basically, like, her workout buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's to say she got in contact with somebody, they didn't kind of like catfish her in a way.
Jasmine, we have the exact same brain. I feel like you were reading off of my last page of my notes right now about my different theories. That is insane. No, but really, that's something that is, you know, she could have met with anybody at all if she was meeting with a stranger. But I think that a good thing that I want to point out with that exercise forum too is that I don't think it's possible that she's a runaway.
Yeah.
No, she was making
too many coincidences and too many events leading up to her disappearance that could tie into the disappearance itself.
Exactly. And also, she's making plans for the future. She had said in these forums that she wanted to include her kids. Like, it doesn't really seem like a practical thing that she would just, like, be like, I'm done with this.
Right.
In my opinion.
Something that kills me about some of these missing persons cases, like, when it comes to adults, is just the fact that they plan out days ahead is what bothers me, because it's people always automatically think, well, maybe they just ran away from their life. And it's like, but why would they sit there and waste all their time making these plans if they know that they're not going to be here for that?
Or they're even considering not being here for that. I don't feel like people just run away and get away with disappearing without a trace with like a day's notice. I feel like you have to plan that. I mean, I've never tried it. I could be wrong, but
I'll try it and then I'll let you know how it goes.
Sounds good. We'll see how long it takes for you to get caught.
Right.
Anyways, so she doesn't come home. Okay. So Craig noticed that she hadn't made it home in the morning. He's like, okay, that's weird, whatever. So he contacts a coworker of Lisa's to see if she made it to work. She didn't. Spoiler alert, she's not at work. So Craig calls their neighbor, which is also Lisa's friend, Lori, asking if she had seen Lisa, because it was typical that the girls would hang out a bit, so maybe she was over there drinking coffee or something, right? Well, Lori hadn't seen her, and Lori also noticed that she didn't see Lisa going out for a jog or anything the night before. So Lori decided to contact the police, and she filed a missing persons report, not Craig.
But why not Craig?
Let's get back to that.
Okay.
Because why not Craig? That's the same thing that the police thought. So,
like, I know y'all are on shitty terms, but this is the mother of your child. Her friend shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing this. But okay.
And it could be as innocent as Lori was like, well, how about I go and I file a report? But like, as the husband, even if you are getting a divorce, why wouldn't you be like, no, I'll take care of that. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't with you.
Right. Exactly. I'm the one that noticed she was missing before everybody else.
Exactly. Which is why it's weird that Lori's the one who contacts them.
Yeah.
But here's what makes it even weirder. Lisa had previously told Lori that if she was ever suspicious about anything going on in their household, to call the cops, because she was afraid of Craig because he threatened to kill her.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's fucking just predictable.
I know. And other friends also had reported that Lisa had been attending a battered women's counseling session.
Oh, snap.
So she was legitimately afraid of Craig, and her friends were aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, that doesn't make him look any better for this at all.
I know. And I don't know if he didn't think that, like, Lori was aware of that or anything like this, but I'm guessing he didn't think that she would think he killed her when he called her and tried to cover that base. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, but just to let you know, if I have any friends that go missing and your significant, I'm just thinking it's your significant other.
Yeah, especially when they've threatened to kill you. First. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, I know the law is your proven innocent, or what is it, you're innocent until proven guilty. No, you're guilty until proven innocent.
No, sorry, if my friend's missing, you're guilty, yeah.
Done. You're gone.
I know.
I need to be under a hot lamp for forever until you crack.
Well, it gets a little worse. Imagine that. I know. Well, her divorce attorney, Glenn, was aware that on April 30th, Lisa actually told Craig that he would be getting a petition to evict him because he is, and I quote, unnecessarily relentless, cruel, inconsiderate, domineering, and verbally abusive. So the day that she went missing, Craig found out that he was going to be removed from his home.
Convenient.
I'm just telling you what I know, okay?
So, like, okay, devil's advocate, it's like, let's say if she did, like, disappear on her own, like, maybe she met a guy and was, like, you know, or somebody, and kind of, like, framed Craig in a way, like, I don't know, just, you know, just a random thought I had, but, yeah, no.
And abandon her kids, though?
Yeah, that's true.
It's just not, I mean, from what her friends and her family said, it's just not the kind of person she was. But also, on top of that, if she was trying to frame him for something, she had been working on it for a very long time by attending sessions and, you know, telling her friends that she was scared of him.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a very, although, did you ever see Gone Girl? Or read that book. I didn't read the book, but I watched it.
No, I didn't read the book. I wanted to read the book, but unfortunately, I saw the movie first.
So it's kind of similar to that. And anybody who hasn't seen Gone Girl, it is actually a decent watch, I think. I enjoyed it. But it's about somebody who basically tries to make it seem as if they've been killed by their husband.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. And it's sinister as fuck.
Right.
I hate Ben Affleck, but I like him in this movie.
Oh.
But, yeah, that's some dedication.
It's such elaborate. I mean, there's no way. It's just not practical.
Right. Like, yeah, you're right.
And I'm sorry, but I refuse to believe that that's something that happened here. But I am throwing it out there that that is one of the many theories, is that she ran off. And there was some speculation that she may have been dating, which, I mean, she's allowed to. She's a grown-ass woman, and she's going through a divorce. But, there's no actual evidence of her having been dating. Same thing with Craig. So.
Yeah, and the thing that I was thinking about, too, like, when you were saying, like, when they were describing, like, how Craig treated her and the fact that she was in the battered women's group and all that stuff, like, it makes me feel like him staying after all, like, with her in the house wasn't both of their choices. It was his choice, and he forced her hand and forced himself to stay in that house.
That could be. And again, that also might tie back to the financial issues that they've had, because Craig made significantly more money than she did.
Gotcha. Okay.
So just a thought. That's just a speculation. I mean, unfortunately, we will never know the answer to that. But
I hate the
I know. Police started searches, and several volunteers participated. I can't tell you how many flyers there were everywhere with Lisa Stebbik's name on it, just everywhere. And they searched all the different parks where they knew that she frequently exercised. They look in different retention ponds and lakes. There was actually a piece of land, too, that Craig's family owned that was somewhere between Michigan and Wisconsin. And they searched the entire land, and they found nothing. I do want to also mention that Craig did not participate in any of these searches.
Of course he wouldn't.
Why would he? I mean, he knows where she is. No, I'm kidding. I can't say that, but I think he knows where she is.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Police also searched both of the Stebbik's vehicles. There was tarp found in Craig's truck. But he was a hunter. And he said that he used it to haul deer, which makes perfect sense because you're not just going to your face, because you're not going to just throw a dead deer into the back of your truck. You're going to put it on something. So again, if we're taking the fact that he was actually a hunter, which based on the number of guns he had, makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Let's go with it, right? He owned 15 guns, actually, which they thought was really suspicious, but I actually don't find that suspicious. Maybe it's just me because I like shooting and because, like, I think my boyfriend David probably has, like, 6 guns. Like, I don't think that he's, like, going to kill somebody. You know what I mean? He also doesn't hunt. He just shoots.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that somebody who hunts would have a ton of guns. Like, I don't think that's weird at all, but they like to, you know, put those two together. Is that suspicious to you?
I mean, not,
Yes. No. You're saying yes.
Well, I don't know anybody that hunts personally, so, like, I'm not sure, like, what's an appropriate amount of guns, but I kind of feel like anything more than, like, I don't know, 5 is probably a little excessive.
Well, I disagree, so it's good that we have these. I don't. And they also bring up that he had assault rifles, which I mean, assault rifles are great for hunting. Again, not terribly suspicious to me. But okay.
I'm going to have to brush up on my hunting knowledge because I know jack shit.
Well, that's why it's interesting, though, because all these people who were, you know, making these accusations based off of, I mean, off of nothing. These are just, okay, he has guns. Like, yeah, he legally bought them.
See, that's a reach. Like, so the fuck what? He had guns. Like, that doesn't mean that he did it, like, just automatically. Like, the other shit that he does around, like, not participating in the searches and, like, just being an asshole and a dick anyways for beating her, basically.
Yeah, like threatening to kill her is what makes it sound like he killed her.
That is what would make me think that he could have murdered her or whatever. Not the fact that he had 15 or a million guns. Like, yeah, no.
15 and a million, yes. Both of those numbers. Well, they also searched the Stebbicks' computer, and they get a search warrant and collected several items with Lisa's DNA on it, like pillows, blankets, towels, things like this. That way they'd be able to have it. Craig's attorney advised him not to take a polygraph, which I also agree with, because polygraphs aren't even admissible in court. I don't know why they insist on them. But it's also convenient that his attorney told him not to, so then he does, like, has a reason not to even, you know. I don't know. How do you feel about polygraphs?
I have, like, a love-hate relationship with polygraphs, because it's like, I agree, like, why waste anybody's time to do if it's not admissible in court? But also, why do we push for people to fucking take them in the first place, if that's the case? It's like, sometimes they give you closure, sometimes they don't.
I feel like it just helps point fingers. Like, I feel like it's like if this person fails a polygraph and you think they're good for it, then, hey, must be them that failed a polygraph. But,
in a lot of cases where people don't do the polygraph test or the polygraph, like, it makes them seem even guiltier. And I'm guilty of thinking that, too. Like, oh, this motherfucker didn't want to do a polygraph test. Oh, you must have did it, blah, blah, blah. Like,
right.
I'm guilty of that. But, like, now, like, the more that I've listened to other true crime podcasts and stuff like that, I'm starting to realize, like, it's not even really worth it for you to do it.
I agree. And if anybody ever gets into a situation where they need to take a polygraph, whether you're innocent or guilty, don't do it.
Right.
Just don't.
Right.
Because they will find any reason to point you in the direction that they need you to fit their narrative. So, do not take a polygraph.
Especially, like, the world that we're living in now, like, nobody's there to help you anymore.
I know.
It's like, whoever they can get first is who they're going to get. So.
Exactly. And we will get into plenty of cases like that, of wrongly accused. Maybe we'll do an entire season of wrongly accused. That might be interesting.
Wait.
Yeah. Also might be really difficult, so maybe not. Don't hold me to that. Maybe a case. How about that?
Maybe one. Yeah.
Well, Craig also wouldn't let his children be interviewed, which I think is a good idea because they're 10 and they're 12. They do not need to be interviewed and saying, you know, because that's just another way for them to take something that somebody says and take it out of context. And why do that to her family? They're very young.
Absolutely. Like, if I had, like, Ollie, I couldn't imagine, like, if she was 10 or 12 and, God forbid, something ever happened to Antoine and we had to go talk to the cops or anything, I wouldn't want her talking to them either. Like,
right.
I want to be the one to sit there and talk to my kids about what may have or may have not happened to
exactly
their other parent. I don't want the cops sitting there and just saying whatever the fuck flies out of their mouth.
Exactly. And also, I mean, he got a lot of shit for that, actually, for not letting the kids talk to them. But honestly, like, the kid, if he did something, the kids don't know it. Like, what are they going to gain from talking to the kids?
Yeah, exactly. It's so stupid how people think, like, I hate when people just automatically go based off of emotion and not actually think with their brains. Like,
as compared to thinking with their stomachs, like I prefer to do.
Right. You're hungry? Okay. What do you want to eat?
Well, at the end of all of that part of it, Craig is the only person to ever be named a person of interest in the case. I have more I'm going to tell you, but I just want to say that now.
Okay. I don't like that.
Why don't you like it?
Because I'm still, like, in my heart of hearts, I'm still, like, that forum. Especially, because what year did you say this was in again?
Yes, 2007.
Yes! Like, people been catfishing from, like, forever. And, you know, 2007, we still weren't that sophisticated with the internet and stuff. So, like, that catfish or just, you know, even if it was a lady that she met up with that was a total...
Oh, women are crazy, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and decided to kill her for some reason. Like, who's to say, like, he wasn't fucking around on her and then one of his ladies, like, found out who his wife was and did something. I don't know. Like, my head goes to Snapped and then it goes there everywhere.
I love Snapped. I know. No, that form really bothers me, too. We'll talk more about it at the end, too. Okay, so on May 9th of 2007, so this is just 9 days after she went missing, Craig filed a custody petition to prevent Lisa potentially returning and disappearing with the kids.
What?
Yeah, so he was afraid that she...
How is that one of your thoughts?
He thought that she might come back, take the kids. So he's making her out to be a runaway.
Right. Convenient.
I know. But he's saying that she might come back, take the kids, and then disappear again. And the judge is like, yeah, no. And he denies that petition for full custody.
Yeah, for sure. Because if she was going to do that, why didn't she do that the first time?
Right. But, like, also, she just went missing, and what if she comes back in 10 days and something happened? Like, you don't just magically get full custody.
Right.
Because something happened to her. You know what I mean? But anyways. So, May 28th, so we're about a month later, okay? There are human remains found in a neighborhood, neighboring town, rather, not a neighborhood town. And they tested them. They did not belong to Lisa, but there was some hope there for a minute that they might have at least found what happened to Lisa. Not that, you know, not that they were wishing she was dead, of course, that's not what I mean, but...
Yeah.
Craig also was not cooperative with the police. He did, however, talk to a local news reporter, Amy Jacobson. So, Amy. Amy worked for NBC, and she was doing a lot of coverage on the case, and she was one of those people who was accused of, like, using her, like, sexual nature to be able to get information. Which, I mean, okay. Hey, if that works for you, right? I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
I was about to say, I don't totally hate her for that.
Well, you might at the end of this. So, Amy, Craig's sister runs into Amy at, I think it was the grocery store, and she actually invited her and her kids to come to the pool at the Stebbicks' house. and they would be able to talk about the case a little bit, right? So you seem pretty okay with that, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty cool with that.
Well, Amy did it, and she got caught by a different news channel, and she got fired immediately.
Shut the fuck up.
So she was caught on video in a swimsuit at Craig's residence, which, and I'll post a picture of this on the Instagram. It's kind of funny. She's like peering out the back door and it looks like she's on the phone in a swimsuit.
I was going to say, would they catch her in like a eensy, what's that thing? An eensy weensy.
Teeny weeny. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny. Yeah. Oh my god, have you ever seen that movie Feed?
I don't think so.
It's kind of horrifying, actually. I don't know that I actually want to recommend that anybody watch this, but just listen to the story. So, okay. There's this guy that he basically is, like, luring in women who are, like, severely overweight, and he feeds them so he can watch, like, their vitals change, and he wants to see how long it takes for them to die. It is really creepy. But anyways, there's this scene in the beginning of the movie, and he's this like really fit guy, whatever, and he gets off on it. It's really weird. But he's feeding her hamburgers and watching her vitals change and stuff like that, and he's dancing on the bed to that song. And every time I hear that song, I think of that. Again, don't watch this. Just store it in your memory bank.
You said it's called Feed?
Feed, F-E-E-D.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, look it up and then end it there. Be like, wow, sounds like a weird movie. Cool. And then that's it.
All right, Valerie. Thanks, but no thanks.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want everybody to react to. So anyways, no, she was just in a normal ass like bikini. But they considered it like a huge conflict of interest. And like she might be getting too personal on the case.
I mean, I guess.
Especially because
girl was just doing her own investigation. Like, what do you mean?
She was, but they also thought it was really unprofessional.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if she wasn't in her bikini, well, maybe she would have been fine.
I know, and her kids were there, and she never had any, well, according to news articles, she never had any alcohol, she never got into the hot tub, she never, you know what I mean? Like, she tried to be as appropriate as possible while she was there. But because I think a big part of it is because Lisa went missing, that people are like, okay, wait a minute. Like, are you having an affair or wait a minute? You know, like, I think people were trying to, again, fit in blanks.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah. So she got just fired immediately and all this extra speculation came about. And then all of a sudden there's all these reports about Amy and not about Lisa.
Yeah. I don't like that. Like, that's another thing about like any kind of these like cases, like where we unfortunately when people report on them or when people do the podcast, like I think a lot of people just focus on the bad guys and not enough on the victim, and I do hate that,
right? Which is what I kind of feel like happened here. And I personally don't remember anything about Amy from what I remember hearing about the case back in 2007. I was also very young, though. I was only 14 or 15 at the time.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't remember any of that, but reading about it now and in all of the articles that you can read on the different Chicago newspapers, when you search Lisa's name, it's going to say people also search for Amy Jacobson. It's one of those things. So, anyways, I'm not saying that all the reporting on Amy necessarily took away from her, but I fear that in some way it did. And I know, I think she was just trying to do her job, honestly. I don't hate her for it. But there were a lot of issues with it.
I feel the same. I don't totally hate her for it either. I mean, yeah, unfortunately she learned a lesson. Like, you can't always use what you got to do certain things, but...
And I almost feel bad even accusing her of that, because I don't even know that that's what's going on. Like, Craig's sister is the one who invited her. But the thing is that Craig was willing to talk to her, and he wasn't willing to talk to the police or to other news outlets. So.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like it was totally innocent, and maybe she shouldn't have gotten fired, maybe just reprimanded in a way, but I get it. Like, the news station had to save face and stuff, and it wasn't good.
And she represents them.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
She does represent them before she represents herself, unfortunately.
I know. Well, I also mentioned earlier that Lisa left. She had her bag and her wallet and her keys and her phone, right?
Yeah.
Her cell phone and her cards were never used.
Oh. I
just want to point that out in terms of her being a potential runaway. Nothing was ever used.
Okay. When did they do the ping thingy off the towers?
So I couldn't find that they did that specifically. And it might be that that wasn't super prevalent in 2007. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But they just said that her phone was cut off. So it might also be that her phone wasn't able to ping. And just that her phone was cut off. It didn't say how they knew that. Right, exactly. And it was never turned on again. So that's...
that's the thing about technology. Like, how the fuck can we have all these fucking quote-unquote smartphones now? Like, maybe now you can... even now, I don't think you can really trace a phone if it's turned off. I think that's fucking retarded or stupid.
I think it's stupid, too. Like, we have all these, especially with, I mean, even iPhone has this stupid thing where it's like, you can track your iPhone no matter what, unless it's turned off. It's like, okay, well, if I've lost my phone, it's gonna die.
Yeah, so, real quick side note about these lost stupid things. So, I had my Apple Watch that I got 2 years ago. My sister got it for me for Christmas. And then last year, after Hurricane whatever we had, I don't remember what the name of that one was, I lost my watch somewhere. Like, I feel like maybe it got thrown away somehow. Like, I remember I gave Ollie a bath, I took it off, and then I got her and got all of my stuff, and I don't know, I had never seen it since. And the fact that it died and I waited too long to ping it to see if I could find it and it couldn't track it, like, that pisses me off even now. I'm gonna have a new watch now, but still.
Well, no, but that, like, I mean, you would think that with all the advances that we have in technology, one that would help people be safe would be one of the things that we'd be working on.
Exactly. And even then, like, I called Apple, they couldn't even give me a last location of where it pinged because it's just,
how is that possible?
Dead.
What?
I have no idea. Like, I called them and I was like, I lost my watch. I just want to know where the last time it was that it pinged or whatever. And, like, they couldn't even do that.
You see, all that stuff is so frustrating. And that comes up in so many of these cases, too. Like, okay, so did you listen to Serial? Did you listen to Adnan Syed's case?
Yes, that whole,
They go through a list of cell phone pings.
Yes,
in different phone times, and they can't even link anything, even with all that information. And I'm like, what is the point then?
Right. That fucking, that case pisses me off.
Oh, I know. We will never be talking about that because there's no way.
But you know what? Even though we're off track right now, but still, for real quick, for this part, for a while there, I had started with Crime Junkie. Mm-hmm. I listened to theirs before I knew anything about the case.
Okay.
And then, like, I listened, who else covered it? Crime Junkie covered it, and then I think maybe Morbid might have covered it, maybe not, maybe somebody else. And then I went back to Serial, and I started listening. But, like, it's just fucking insane. Like, I don't know.
It is insane.
Like, the fact that the guy was lying from AT&T, and just that whole fucking case is just annoying.
There's a series of things that don't make sense and a series of lies. And I feel like that's true for so many different cases. That one, we just have access to all those lies. But, like, even here in Lisa Stepik's case, like, there's so many pieces that we just don't have answers to.
I'm gonna need Kim Kardashian to
sponsor us. No, I'm kidding.
Husband alone, and I'm gonna need her to go visit Adnan Syed in prison, and I'm gonna need her to talk to the Cheeto in charge and get him out.
Okay, good luck with that one.
I'll let you know when I come in contact with her.
That sounds great. Yeah, you keep me updated on that. Okay, so I've basically given you all of the main details of Lisa Stebbings' case. I want to spend a couple minutes speculating. We've
Okay.
already talked about a couple things that I wasn't expecting you to bring up to me. But if I thought it, you think, you mean, I can't just imagine that everybody else was thinking it too.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk first about the possibility that there was foul play that involved Craig. How would he
Okay.
have been able to kill her in such a short period of time? Because keep in mind, so he sent the kids to Walgreens. They came back, and she is never seen again. You think he might have had somebody else involved if he was involved in this, or that he killed her and moved her body later, or.
So did she leave before the kids, or was she still there when the kids came back?
Oh, she was there with the kids when Craig got home. When Craig got home, he gave
Yeah.
them money. They left. When they came back, she was gone.
I mean,
Which is her
if
normal
she's,
routine.
yeah, like it's not totally impossible for him to have done it in that short amount of time.
I agree.
Like, he could have killed her and like stuffed her in a closet or something, or in the back of the car or whatever.
Right, because
But
the kids didn't know to be suspicious of anything at this point in time.
I don't know, there's just so many different options. Like I said earlier, like he could have had like a not a mistress, but a new woman. And like he could have been like filling that chick's head up with random shit, like lies about her. And then, women are crazy. I can say that because we're both ladies. And yeah, bitches be crazy. Like they be doing whatever they want whenever they have to. And he could have convinced her. Like I kind of feel like it. Like most abusers are manipulative. So I feel like he probably could have manipulated a new woman into thinking all these things and then convincing her to help him murder her and get her essentially out of their way.
And that's very possible too, especially because then he, with her gone, he would be thinking, and he even tried to get custody of the kids, that he knows
Right.
that, the house would then be in his name, that, all those pieces would fall into place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also possible he just knew some people who are terrible who are willing to help.
That's true.
He also could
That's
have done it
true.
on
Yeah.
his own. He really could have. And I mean, it's funny because if you were to tell me, okay, so somebody has this short period of time to kill somebody and get rid of them, well, we don't know that he would have gotten rid of her straight away either. But even if you just tell
Yeah.
me that, I'm like, God, that sounds impossible. But then you add in all those abuse factors and all of those threats and all of those everything else that came before it. And I'm like, okay, you sound good for it.
Yeah. And the fact, so like, let's just remember that he was a hunter. So if he was to kill her, he would, I'm assuming he would know how to dismember her, how to do whatever he
Oh,
had
I hadn't
to,
even thought about that. That's gross. Yeah.
yeah, how
No,
to
you're
do
right.
whatever he had to kind of fit her into like, I don't know, like a small space or something, somewhere to get her out of the way.
No, you're
Like,
probably right. Yeah, or a good place to bury her or
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, and two, and I, so I tried looking up. So, have you ever heard a gunshot?
Have I ever heard a gunshot? No.
It's loud. Like, I'll go out to the range with David and I'll put on the like noise canceling headphones, whatever. And there's actually this really, he has these really cool ones that you can like turn so you can like hear the background noise. And it sounds like you can hear
Oh.
everything that's creeping along in the woods, and it's really scary. But
Oh
that's beside the point. So like even with the noise canceling headphones on, you can still hear the shot. Like gunshots are so loud. So if he were to have shot her, he either A had to have a silencer, which is illegal in most places, by the way. And I also tried to look up if he had a silencer that he had ever been arrested for, and I didn't find it. Doesn't mean that it's not the case. But
Yeah.
like, so I don't think it's possible that he could have shot her. And I know there's
So
a
like,
thousand other ways to kill somebody. I'm not saying that that's necessarily what he
right.
did, but it's just making me, with the guns, like push it even further aside that I don't think it's possible that he shot her, because that he wouldn't have been able to do it in such a quick time with nobody hearing, especially with Lori. If she heard that, which she would have because she's next door,
yeah,
would have immediately done something because she knew to be alarmed by something like that.
That's true. That is true.
So he obviously he could have strangled her, he could have, you know, anything.
Could have stabbed her, whatever.
Yeah.
He did have that tarp, so, I mean, I don't know. Like, he could have suffocated her. He could have done whatever.
And the thing I'm going against with stabbing her is when they searched the house, they didn't find any blood.
Okay.
Like, any abnormal, you know, anything like that. So, like, I don't, like, I feel like it had to have been, if it was him, it had to have been in such a way that was quiet and not messy.
Yeah, that's true. And a gunshot could get messy.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. And like you said, the fact that it's loud, so, like, my thing would be, like, maybe she was strangled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe.
Or suffocated, yeah.
That would be, like, the only way I would think, like, maybe he could have, like, drowned her, strangled her, suffocated her, all of that.
They did have a pool.
Okay,
so he could have potentially drowned her in the backyard.
Yeah, that's true.
There's, again, but that's risky.
That is very risky, especially outside.
Right, and it's daytime.
I was thinking, like, he could have went old school with it and drowned her in the tub, but, you know, the pool makes sense, too.
Oh, no, you're right. I was just thinking because I know they have a pool. But, like, the thing, too, is that, like, in the neighborhood that they lived in, I'm familiar with it, and they're two-story houses. So if you were to do anything outside, like, the odds of nobody seeing, I mean, are there. Right. But, like, why would anybody be so stupid?
Right. Oh, hey, did they have a basement?
They, you know what? Probably. There was, I did not read a single thing about a basement, but there, I mean, Illinois, there's like a 99% chance they had a basement, yes.
So question, as far as a gunshot goes, like if they had a basement and he shot her in the
You'd
basement,
hear it. No, you'd hear it. When I was a kid, somebody smashed the window in our basement, and I had headphones on upstairs, so two stories up, and I heard it.
What?
And that's just glass breaking.
That's great.
That's how loud that is. So a gunshot, 1,000%.
Well, I was thinking, what if he, I don't know if this is like real life, if this works in real life, but you know, like in the movies, when they don't have a silencer, they use like a pillow.
I mean, I'm going to say that probably doesn't work, but I've never tested it. I bet that, what's that show, Mythbusters? I bet they have something about that. But, also what happened to the pillow with the gunshot? And then blood would have splattered, and then.
Okay.
I'm going to have to defeat that theory, but not based on the pillow thing, because I'm not sure about it. It sounds stupid, but I'm not sure. But so, I mean, I think he's good for it, really. I just don't think that he did it in a messy way. And again, like you said, as a hunter, he would know kind of what to do with her. I don't even want to get into that because it's so disturbing to think about.
Yeah, super gruesome.
Yes. But then also, you know, you mentioned earlier, like, she could have been being stalked.
Yeah.
She would have been the easiest person in the world to stalk. She has a routine that she strictly follows. And she likes to jog at night in the park.
At night.
I know. Well, that's not what was happening this night, though, because she left with her purse and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, she wasn't going for a jog around the neighborhood. But.
And, you know, anybody. Like, it's like a movie. Like, I hate it, but it's like a movie. Like, did you ever watch You on Netflix?
Yeah.
There we go. Like, she could have a Joe in her life, and he just, like, inserts him into her routine, and, you know, he could have fucking killed her. Or maybe a girl might have done that, too.
Like, and, you know, it's possible, too. I mean, I don't think that she's a runaway. I really don't.
No, I don't.
But if she was seeing somebody, it's possible that she was like, I'm willing to give up my current life and go with you somewhere because she was scared of Craig.
Okay,
Not like
okay.
setting Craig up for anything, although I mean, if she did,
Yeah.
she's a genius because it
Right,
worked.
right.
And she's
Gone
never
for
been,
the
and
boy
nobody's
at
seen
all.
her. Exactly. Which I just don't think is the case. But if she were to have run away and away from her kids, which I also can't imagine, it would have to be with somebody who she wouldn't have had to access her money. So clearly, somebody who has any sort of money and they would be able to figure things out where they were going. Like, okay. As for the cell phone, I mean, and in 2007, it's not like they weren't smartphones. They weren't, I mean, like BlackBerries existed, but you know what I mean. It was
It's probably
nothing
like a
like it was today.
razor or something.
Right. And even that, like, so that being turned off and never turned on again, like, not that big of a deal in 2007 that she wouldn't have ever used her phone again.
Yeah.
So it's, I just don't see it. And I don't understand how people can disappear without a trace. And we'll get more into that in our next case. But, like, I just
Yeah,
don't
like
get it.
it's insane. Like, I just feel like my thing for why I can't believe that she ran away is her kids.
Yes, exactly. That's the one thing that brings me back too.
Yeah, like just me being a mom, I could never imagine me running away from my child and then not even trying to like come back into their life. I just couldn't imagine leaving her.
Oh,
I just
plus her
and
family. I mean, her, like, the family that she was born in and, you know, her neighbor who she was friends with and all these people. I'm like, you're just gonna let all these people think that your husband killed you? Like,
exactly.
I just can't imagine doing that to my parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and then
Like
we.
this, it really does seem like Gone Girl for real. Like I'm gonna go
I
watch this now.
know. I know. So, anybody who hasn't seen Gone Girl, go watch it. You'll know exactly what we're talking about when you get there. But, like, I don't see it at all. But it's worth
I don't.
mentioning. And then,
You're right. Yeah. We
yeah.
have
And
to explore
then,
all the bases.
I know. And then the online forum, if somebody had picked her up to go to the gym and she met with foul play in that scenario, it's just really convenient timing.
Right. And did the cops ever like trace anything on the forum? I don't remember if you said that
There
or not.
was
Like if
no, I didn't say anything about that, but there was no connection that could be made to her being somewhere that day with somebody. As far as anybody knew, she would just be going to the gym that night.
Yeah, so I'm still with the whole online forum thing. Like we were like super naive. Like it's only been like 13 years, but think about how far technology has advanced.
Right.
And like I said earlier, like catfishing was a thing back in the day. Like it's still a thing now, even though we have all this shit for people to use and and to make sure people really are who they say they are.
Right.
I just and the fact that she goes jogging at night, that really bothers me now.
I used to do that actually. I never worried about it either, let me tell you.
No, you should definitely worry.
Well, I do now, back when I didn't. But now you couldn't, I mean, you couldn't pay me. I like am paranoid when I come home and it's late and it's dark out. Like just going to my door. I'm like, oh my God, what if somebody's watching me?
This is why I don't exercise. Exercise kills.
God. And there's our lesson of
So,
the
exercising kills. Don't exercise.
Stay inside when it's dark out.
Yes.
I just
Don't
wanna
go jogging.
say too before we finish up that I mean there's a good chance that people who are from my hometown are gonna hear this. If you know anything at all, the tip line that's anonymous for the I think it would be the Will County office is 815-267-7217. This happened in 2007, and there's still no information about her whereabouts. And it's a very tragic case. And I feel for Lisa. I hate it. I'll post some pictures of her on the Instagram. She has the most beautiful smile I have ever in my life seen. You will see it. It'll break your heart. She just looks like the most kind mother ever.
Yeah,
So.
that's dope. I like how you included the number for the anonymous tip and stuff like that. So hopefully people start racking their brains and trying to see if they remember anything or, I don't know. Like, I feel, I don't know, maybe they could reopen. The case is still open, right?
Well, I mean, it's a cold case, but yeah, it's still open. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, now they, so, like, now I know they have, like, that, what, I don't know, I forgot what it's called, but it's that machine thing that, like, the, like, forensics people use for the ground.
CODIS?
To see if, like, the ground was disturbed.
Oh, the ground. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to talk about the computer. I was like, oh, CODIS, I love that. I know what you're talking about, where they can see if somebody might have been buried or whatever.
So, like, all I think of, I want to call it an excavator, even though it's not an excavator, but I keep thinking of this song that Ollie listens to on her tablet, and it's like, I'm an excavator.
Why is that a song?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Well, when she's 10 and she tells you she wants to be an excavator, you know where that came from.
Oh, dude, real quick, just to be off topic, I know, I'm sorry, guys, but real quick, I have to tell you about my child. Yesterday we were talking, no, I was talking to her, she wasn't talking to me, however, I was sitting in my chair, and she looks at me, but she's not looking at me, she's looking up, and she does that, like, 5 times, and I'm like, what are you looking at?
Oh my god, I hate when dogs do that.
And she starts laughing, and I'm like, get away from me.
They say that children and dogs can see shit. So.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
I was like, all right, you gotta go. Go to your grandma and grandpa. I just can't right now.
Oh my gosh. We had the, so one of the houses that I lived in Germany, we had a dog, Izzy, and Izzy wouldn't go into one of the rooms. She, like, I would try to, like, pull her in there, and she wouldn't go in there, and she would bark at it, and she would growl at it, and I'm like, fuck that room, and we skip the door closed. And
was it always, like, super cold compared to the other rooms?
I mean, it was just cold in the house in general because we had, like, really cold floors. But it just – and it's too bad because I had, like, a really beautiful walk-in closet, but nobody would stay in there. It was the only room with a closet because in Germany your rooms don't have closets. It was technically, like, another part of the room, but we called it a walk-in closet and we used it for storage. And I never went in there.
That's fucking hilarious. We have to trust what the dog sees.
Trust your dog. She knew something was wrong in that room, and I just took her word for it. We used to keep this, because we had, like, they're called Rolladens, so they're, like, complete blackout shutters, and I just kept it black at all times. Nobody can see in or out. Anyways, I think we've gone far off enough for the night. Thank y'all so much for listening.
I think that we did pretty good with not going too far off topic, so.
Yeah, we'll see. It's okay. There was a lot of speculation at the end there. I hope we didn't bore you guys to death. You might have turned it off, actually, and that's fine. You got the story in the first half, so. And if you think of any other things that, like, might have happened to Lisa that we didn't mention, by all means, run them by us. Like, I can't tell you how many Reddit threads I've gone through just reading different people's theories, and they all circulate around the same couple things because Craig did it.
Yeah. Craig. Oh, Israel Keyes. Was he killing people at that point? Probably.
What year was Israel Keyes killing people? No, it's no. I'm not. No, we're not going there. I hope a lot of people don't know who Israel Keyes is. I don't see how that's possible, but when we talk about that case, which we will eventually get to, you'll understand why we bring him up in every single episode, that he might have been a part of it. His MO was not having an MO.
Literally in every episode we do, just so everybody knows.
Fine. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, if you know anything about Lisa's whereabouts or something that might have happened around the time that she went missing, please, please call in a tip. And, yeah, if you have anything else you want to say about the case, shoot us a message. You know where to find us. And we are officially now available on 6 different platforms. We're working on Apple Podcasts, that's next to come. But, you know, we're on Spotify, so we're pretty happy about that.
Super excited. I love it.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.